Chapter 16. Faith and the Role of Gratitude. Strengthening Our Connection to God. The smallest seed of faith is better than the largest fruit of happiness. Henry David Thoreau. Gratitude is an essential element of the Christian faith, acting as a bridge that connects believers more deeply to God. It is through a heart of thankfulness that we acknowledge God's blessings, recognize His presence in our lives, and strengthen our relationship with Him. While faith is built on trust, hope, and obedience, gratitude enhances our faith by turning our focus from what we lack to what we already have, a deep, sustaining relationship with our Creator. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for. Zig Ziglar. This chapter explores how gratitude plays a vital role in shaping and strengthening faith. By examining biblical teachings, real-life examples, and practical applications, we will see how cultivating gratitude can transform our spiritual lives and deepen our connection with God. The biblical call to gratitude. Throughout the Bible, we are consistently called to live with the heart of gratitude. Colossians 3 verse 17 instructs believers, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." This verse reminds us that gratitude is not merely an occasional act, but a way of life that should permeate every aspect of our faith journey. Whether in times of abundance or hardship, gratitude helps us to acknowledge God's sovereignty and His ongoing work in our lives. In the Old Testament, gratitude is often linked to worship. Psalm 136, verse 1 declares, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." Gratitude is a form of worship, a way of honoring God for His steadfast love and faithfulness. When we give thanks, we draw closer to God, recognizing that every blessing, whether spiritual or material, comes from His hand. Gratitude as an expression of faith. Gratitude is more than a response to God's blessings. It is a reflection of faith itself. To be truly grateful, we must first trust that God is good and that He is working all things for our benefit. This trust allows us to give thanks even in difficult circumstances, knowing that God is present and active in every situation. James 1 verses 2 to 3 encourages believers to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Gratitude during trials is an act of faith, trusting that God is using these challenges to refine and strengthen us. By choosing to be thankful even in hardship, we acknowledge that God's plan is greater than our present difficulties and that He will bring us through them. The role of gratitude in strengthening faith. Gratitude has a transformative effect on our faith. It shifts our focus from our problems to God's provision, from our fears to His faithfulness. When we practice gratitude, our faith is strengthened in several key ways. 1. Gratitude deepens our trust in God. When we give thanks, we affirm our trust in God's character and His promises. By recognizing God's past faithfulness, we are reminded that He will continue to provide for us in the future. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 encourages us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Gratitude helps us to let go of anxiety and place our trust in God's care, knowing that He will meet our needs. 2. Gratitude cultivates humility. Gratitude reminds us that we are not self-sufficient. Every good thing we have, whether material blessings, spiritual growth, or personal relationships, comes from God. By expressing gratitude, we acknowledge our dependence on Him and recognize that we are recipients of His grace. This humility strengthens our faith, helping us to rely more fully on God's provision rather than our own abilities. 3. Gratitude fosters spiritual growth. Gratitude encourages us to reflect on God's goodness and His work in our lives. As we develop a habit of thankfulness, we become more attuned to the ways God is moving in our hearts and circumstances. This awareness fosters spiritual growth as we learn to see God's hand in both the extraordinary and the everyday moments of life. 4. Gratitude enhances our worship. When we approach God with a heart of gratitude, our worship becomes more profound and meaningful. Hebrews 12 verse 28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." Gratitude enriches our worship, allowing us to come before God with hearts full of thanksgiving for His eternal blessings and His unshakable kingdom. Biblical examples of gratitude as faith in action. The Bible offers many examples of individuals who expressed gratitude as an act of faith, even in challenging circumstances. 1. Jesus giving thanks at the Last Supper, Luke 22:19. Before facing the agony of the cross, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In this moment of profound sorrow, Jesus chose to give thanks, demonstrating his unwavering trust in God's plan of redemption. His gratitude was an expression of faith, acknowledging that through his sacrifice, God's greater purpose would be fulfilled. 2. Paul's gratitude amid persecution, 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Despite facing constant persecution and hardship, the Apostle Paul maintained a heart of gratitude. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, he urges believers to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Paul's ability to give thanks, even during suffering, reflects his deep faith in God's sovereignty. His gratitude was rooted in his confidence that God was at work, even when circumstances seemed bleak. 3. Hannah's gratitude after receiving God's blessing, 1 Samuel 1:27-28. After years of longing for a child, Hannah prayed fervently for God to grant her a son. When her prayer was answered, she did not forget to express her gratitude. 1 Samuel 1:27-28 records Hannah's words, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." Hannah's gratitude was not only a response to God's blessing but an act of faith, as she entrusted her son Samuel to God's care and purpose. Case study: the transformative power of gratitude in adversity. Consider the story of Adedeo, a Christian entrepreneur from Nigeria who faced significant financial setbacks when his business collapsed. At first, Adedeo struggled with discouragement and doubt, wondering why God had allowed him to experience such loss. However, he made a conscious decision to focus on gratitude, thanking God each day for small blessings, his health, his family, and the opportunities to rebuild. As Adedeo practiced gratitude, he noticed a transformation in his heart. Instead of feeling defeated, he became more resilient and hopeful. His faith in God's provision deepened, and he began to see new possibilities for his business. With time, Adedeo's business recovered, but more importantly, his relationship with God had grown stronger. By choosing gratitude in the face of adversity, Adedeo experienced the power of faith in action and saw how God used a difficult situation to strengthen his trust. Practical ways to cultivate gratitude as an expression of faith. 1. Start each day with gratitude. Begin your day by thanking God for His blessings. This practice sets the tone for the day, reminding you to trust in God's provision and grace. 2. Thank God in prayer before asking for anything. Before presenting your requests to God, take time to thank Him for what He has already done. This helps to cultivate a heart of humility and trust in His faithfulness. 3. Keep a gratitude journal. Regularly record moments of gratitude in a journal. Reflecting on God's past blessings helps to strengthen your faith and reminds you of His ongoing work in your life. 4. Express gratitude to others. Show appreciation to the people around you for their kindness, support, and encouragement. By expressing gratitude to others, you reflect God's love and strengthen your relationships. Bible verses on faith and gratitude. Colossians 2:6-7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Psalm 107:1. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Discussion questions. 1. How does gratitude shape your relationship with God and deepen your faith? 2. Can you recall a time when gratitude helped you trust God more during a difficult season? 3. What practical steps can you take to incorporate gratitude into your daily walk with God? 4. How does expressing gratitude help you recognize God's presence in your life? Further reading. 1. Gratitude Works, by Robert A. Emmons, A Guide to Cultivating Gratitude as a Spiritual Practice, Exploring its Transformative Effects on Faith and Well-Being. 2. 1,000 Gifts by and Voskamp, A Reflection on How Gratitude Can Deepen Our Relationship with God, Even in the Midst of Life's Challenges. 3. The Blessing of Humility by Jerry Bridges. This book explores how gratitude and humility go hand in hand, leading to a more profound spiritual life. An Open Bible with Rays of Light Shining on It. This visual represents how God's Word is the source of all wisdom and blessings. The light symbolizes God's presence and the joy that gratitude brings to our lives when we root ourselves in Scripture and prayer. Conclusion. Gratitude is not just an isolated act of saying thank you. It is a profound spiritual discipline that has the power to shape and strengthen our faith. Through gratitude, we gain a deeper understanding of God's presence in our lives and learn to trust in His plan, even when it is difficult to see beyond our present circumstances. It reorients our hearts from a place of scarcity and self-reliance to one of abundance and dependence on God's provision. As we embrace gratitude, we align ourselves with the truth that everything, every blessing, every challenge, and every moment is a gift from God, designed to shape our spiritual journey. When we practice gratitude, especially in times of adversity, we demonstrate the depth of our faith. It is easy to give thanks when life is smooth, but true spiritual growth happens when we choose to be grateful even when the road is rough. This is where faith and gratitude converge, when we can look beyond our struggles and see God's hand at work, transforming our challenges into opportunities for growth and trust. The act of giving thanks in difficult times is an expression of unwavering faith, acknowledging that God's goodness transcends our immediate circumstances. In the Bible, figures like Jesus, Paul, and Hannah modeled this profound truth, gratitude as an expression of faith. Jesus, even in the shadow of the cross, gave thanks, trusting in the Father's will. Paul, in chains, offered prayers of gratitude for the people he ministered to, reflecting his deep trust in God's plan despite his suffering. And Hannah, after years of longing for a child, did not hesitate to give thanks and dedicate her son Samuel to the Lord. These stories remind us that gratitude is not only about celebrating blessings, it is about cultivating a heart that trusts in God's faithfulness at all times. Gratitude also plays a crucial role in fostering humility. As we give thanks for the blessings we receive, we are reminded of our dependence on God. Every good thing, whether material provision, spiritual growth, or relationships, is a gift from His hand. This realization keeps us grounded in the understanding that we are not the authors of our own success, but rather recipients of God's abundant grace. Humility, born out of gratitude, allows us to walk in deeper trust, knowing that God's grace is sufficient for every need and that His wisdom surpasses our understanding. Moreover, gratitude enriches our worship. When we come before God with hearts full of thankfulness, our worship becomes more than a routine. It becomes a true reflection of our love and reverence for God. Gratitude transforms worship into an intimate encounter with the Creator, where we acknowledge not just what He has done for us, but who He is, faithful, loving, and sovereign. As Hebrews 12 verse 28 reminds us, gratitude enables us to worship God with reverence and awe because we are continually mindful of His unshakable kingdom and His eternal promises. Gratitude is also a powerful tool for building resilience. When we face trials and hardships, gratitude helps us to persevere by shifting our focus from what we are enduring to what God is doing through our trials. Romans 8 verse 28 assures us that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Gratitude allows us to hold on to this promise, trusting that even in our darkest moments, God is using every experience to shape us, to grow us, and to draw us closer to Him. By cultivating a spirit of gratitude, We learn to endure suffering with faith, knowing that God's grace will carry us through, and that joy comes after sorrow. On a practical level, gratitude also strengthens our relationships, both with God and with others. When we express gratitude to the people in our lives, we reinforce bonds of love, respect, and mutual appreciation. In our relationship with God, gratitude deepens our connection to Him by fostering a spirit of dependence and thankfulness. We become more aware of His presence in the everyday moments of life and more attuned to His voice, guiding and shaping our path. Ultimately, gratitude brings us into deeper alignment with God's will. It helps us see life through the lens of faith, recognizing that every circumstance, whether joyful or painful, is an opportunity to grow in trust, humility, and love. As we cultivate gratitude, we experience a transformation in our hearts, a strengthening of our faith, and a deepening of our connection with God. The more we give thanks, the more we become aware of God's unceasing goodness, His steadfast love, and His divine provision in all things. In conclusion, gratitude is both a reflection and a catalyst of faith. It shapes our spiritual journey, helps us to see God's hand in every aspect of our lives, and leads us to a deeper, more resilient faith. By living with a heart of gratitude, we embrace God's will for us, trusting that He is always present, always faithful, and always working for our good. In both the joys and challenges of life, gratitude keeps our eyes fixed on God's eternal promises, allowing us to experience peace, contentment, and an unshakable faith in His provision.